All right, we're here with Dr. Robert Rountree. His patients call him Dr. Bob.
That's right.
And he's an expert on toxins, toxicology, yes, and the relationship between your body and the toxic environment, and ideally how you get the toxins out of your body and why you want to get your toxins out of your body. And he's here specifically to talk about a cleanse, which is one of the quickest ways to get toxins out of your body. And the first question we want to ask is, why does one lose weight on a cleanse? Isn't a cleanse just calorie restriction? And what's so special about a cleanse?
Well, the whole idea is that when those toxins are in your body for long periods of time, they cause all kinds of problems with your chemistry, with your metabolism, with your immune function. Probably the main thing they do that's a problem is they cause chronic inflammation, low-grade smoldering fire in your body. You don't want that, right? Because that's what contributes to obesity, mm-hmm, is having this low-grade inflammation. The proteins that your immune cells make, things called cytokines, mm-hmm, those can actually contribute to obesity. So you want to get the toxins out of your body so that you can decrease this inflammation.
Versus just eating less.
It's not just about eating less. You have to do something to rev up the mechanisms in your body that naturally will allow you to eliminate toxins. So we have built-in mechanisms to do this, right? I mean, our bodies have been eliminating toxins throughout our entire lives. Throughout history, we've been eliminating toxins because toxins are not a new thing. Right. Synthetic toxins are new, but there's always been toxins in our environment, and we have this built-in system to get rid of it. All we want to do is enhance what's naturally there.
So when people think of a diet, they think about portion control and eating less, whether on, you know, Weight Watchers or Paleo, whatever the diet is. How does a cleanse work differently than a traditional diet where you just eat less? Why do you lose more weight on a cleanse than you would in any other kind of diet?
Well, if it's a good cleanse, if it's an ideal cleanse, it actually has, I guess, what I would call positive nutrients, mm-hmm, right? There's nutrients that are specifically put in there so that they can make your body work better. So it's not just removing things, it's adding things in, but it's adding things in that are based on science. So I actually like the term scientific detoxification, because that means that there's scientific principles involved, you know, based on published research, based on nutrients that we know will support your liver or support the lining of your intestines to help you eliminate toxins.
How do toxins get in your body in the first place? What are we talking about? Why is this such a problem?
Well, we can be exposed to toxins through just about every avenue you can think of. We can absorb them through our skin. We can breathe them through the air. We get them in our water. We get them in the food that we eat. They're coming in all the time, right? In fact, you know, scientists that, or doctors, I should say, that prescribe hormones know that one of the best ways to get hormones is in a cream.
Really?
Right. So if you rub hormones on your skin, then that's going to take those hormones right into your bloodstream without having to go through the liver. If you take hormones by mouth, they have to be processed by the liver. So you never really get full blood levels. So that's why hormone creams and gels are such a good delivery system. Well, what if you get exposed to a pesticide in the air?
Right.
It can get onto your skin and go right into your bloodstream, right into circulation, and right into your organs. Organs that would include your brain, your kidneys, you know, it can be a real problem. So we're being exposed to a wide range of toxins, as I mentioned, not just synthetic toxins, new synthetic toxins, but toxins that are made by plants. Mold, for example.
Right.
You know, these are things that they're just part of life.
Right. What do the toxins do to your body once they're in there?
Well, it really depends on the type of toxin. Mm-hmm. Certain toxins can interfere with the normal function of your immune system. As I was saying, they can cause chronic inflammation. Your immune cells might not quite know what to do with these toxins. They think they're foreign invaders, and that gets the immune system activated. The other thing that toxins can do is they interfere with the basic signaling mechanisms that are necessary for life. So when we talk about the glandular system, you know, the pancreas, the adrenal glands, the pituitary, the thyroid, these glands all rely on very, very precise signaling mechanisms. So the glands use hormones mm-hmm. to talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And toxins can mimic hormones. This has been a major discovery in the last few years.
Toxins trick your body into doing things that
hormones would normally do. And so, you know, the glandular system may say, boy, that DDT-like chemical sure looks like estrogen.
Wow. So how do you get toxins out of your body? And how many toxins, percentage, how many toxins do you need to get out to stop the toxins from, you know, wreaking havoc?
Okay, here's something to be really clear about. Mm. There's two major types of toxins.
Yep.
There are toxins that dissolve in water
yep.
and toxins that dissolve in fat.
Yep.
The toxins that dissolve in water, if you drink them or you eat them in food, will get into your bloodstream and stay in circulation. Mm-hmm. If you drink pure water, a lot of it,
right.
or you sweat,
yeah.
then you'll get rid of those toxins fairly easily.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't tend to cause long-term damage. But toxins that dissolve in fat tend to end up in our body fat. And those are the ones we're most concerned about. Those are the ones that end up in our belly
mm-hmm.
for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
So if 90-some percent of those go into our belly fat, how the heck do we get rid of them? Well, small amounts of them do break loose, get into circulation, and get processed by the liver on a regular basis. What we want to do is we want to support the liver, and we want to support the intestinal tract so that it can transform chemically these toxins and move them out.
So with the cleanse itself, there's foods you want to avoid and then nutrients you want to add. On the avoiding side, how does avoiding certain foods help one during a 14-day cleanse?
Well, we know that foods like sugars or trans fats mm-hmm. or processed foods in general mm-hmm. Are not good for detoxification, right? Because the body's going to have to work to deal with those foods in the first place. So mm-hmm. the main thing you're wanting to avoid is anything that's not fresh, you know, anything that's processed, so that your body is not having to go to work to deal with an even increased load of toxins.
Okay. Now, in terms of the cleanse protocol itself and the one that we, you know, that we work with at Thorne, how does vegetable protein powder and added fiber help with the detox process?
Well, there's a couple of ways this can work. One is that fiber can bind toxins that are in the gut. Now, as I mentioned, small amounts of toxins are breaking loose from your fat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting excreted in the bile through the liver, and they end up in the gut. The problem is a number of those are reabsorbed.
Mm-hmm.
When you're eating fiber, especially certain types of fiber, those fibers will bind the toxins and keep them from being reabsorbed so that you can eliminate them, so you can excrete them.
Okay.
So that's part of it. The other issue is the protein issue.
Yeah.
Some people think, well, the best way for me to go on a cleanse is to either drink water or lemonade and cayenne pepper. That's been
right.
a popular one for a long time.
Right.
Well, the problem is that the enzymes that process toxins that help you get rid of them, those enzymes are big proteins, right? So you have to actually make new proteins, large proteins, on demand. So if anytime you eat, this happens.
Right.
But when you're exposed to even more toxins, or if you're taking a drug, for example, that requires processing by the liver has to reassemble new proteins on the spot to deal with this. So taking a protein powder, a vegetable protein in particular, is a really good way to support the liver in making these enzymes to help move the toxins through.
Wow. So how is this different than eating a steak, for example?
Well, you know, it takes a lot of energy to break down the protein that's in the steak.
Right.
The whole idea with a vegetable protein is it's just much easier on your body. It doesn't require nearly as much processing. The other issue is that eating a steak is going to come with its own set of toxins. Now,
right.
you know, if you get grass-fed beef, which is what I recommend,
sure.
that's going to be a little bit better.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's a really different thing than, say, eating a protein powder.
Yeah.
You know, that's very gentle on the digestive tract. It's not going to take more work to utilize.
You talked earlier about the nutrients you add to help with the detox process. What are the general classes? So we have a detox nutrient pack which is part of the cleanse protocol. How does it work? How does it help speed up getting toxins out of your body?
Okay. Well, the first thing to think of is antioxidants. Mm-hmm. So we know that antioxidants are a class of chemicals that neutralize free radicals. And free radicals are simply, I think of them as rancid foods. Mm-hmm. Foods that have had oxygen act on them, and now they've become dangerously unstable. The process of detoxification actually generates free radicals. So you need more antioxidants if you want to enhance detoxification. Mm-hmm. So that's the number one principle of using something like a detox pack, is that you're going to have extra antioxidants that will A, help neutralize the free radicals, and B, help move the system along. The number one antioxidant is glutathione.
Okay.
And this is a chemical that's already present in the body, glutathione. Mm-hmm. But we also know there's certain foods that can enhance production of glutathione. N-acetylcysteine is a good example mm-hmm. of that. So when you take supplements like N-acetylcysteine, or you eat plant extract like milk thistle, mm-hmm. then that raises glutathione levels in the liver. Not only does the liver use that glutathione to neutralize the free radicals that I talked about, but it also can stick glutathione onto things like heavy metals, like toxic metals, or hormone-like compounds. It will stick the glutathione on those chemicals or metals and then help excrete them in the bile and then out in the stool.
Okay. And side question here is, if somebody is on a green juice regimen or a high vegetable regimen, it sounds like they could also benefit greatly from these detox nutrient packs, even if they're on a different protocol.
You mean if they're already doing something, they're already doing green smoothies every day.
Yeah, intense green juicing.
Right. I certainly recommend those, and right. I do those myself.
Right.
This just takes that same principle to the next level by using really specific nutrients that have been designed. And these products were designed by a doctor who has been studying environmental chemicals for many, many years. And so it's a very, very precise mix of nutrients that are in there. So this is a little bit different just having more kale,
which is
a great thing. Everybody should do it.
Perfect. Why does one need probiotics and digestive enzymes in the cleanse process? In the plus kits that we offer, there are probiotics and digestive enzymes. How do these work, and who needs them? Because these are optional. Who needs these kinds of tools?
Well, I think the truth is that we all need both of these.
Right.
It's the rare person that has perfect digestion
right.
that will tell you that I can eat anything I want and it never matters. I never get gas, I never get bloating, I never have intestinal issues. It's a very rare person that couldn't use some benefit from enzymes. Even the person that doesn't have any intestinal symptoms could potentially benefit from enzymes, because what they do is they break down the food more thoroughly. And when you break down the food more thoroughly, that means that you don't have undigested food that then acts as a kind of food itself for bad bacteria, right? So we don't want to feed bad bacteria,
okay.
right? Because those bad bacteria make toxins,
yeah.
right? And probiotics are going to help decrease those bad bacteria and produce more healthy chemicals in your intestinal tract.
In a different discussion, you talked about the link between inflammation, toxicity, and depression. Could you talk briefly about that? Will a cleanse done right help you feel better mentally?
Well, the old notion of what caused mood disorders like depression was that we had this chemical imbalance in our brain, right? We didn't make enough of a neurotransmitter like serotonin. It turns out that 90% of the serotonin in the body is made in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
It's made in the gut. And a lot of that serotonin is made in response to interactions with bacteria that are in the gut. So if you have the wrong kind of bacteria in the gut, or if you have toxins in the gut, what we call a putrefactive situation in the gut, then that can actually send the wrong signals to the cells lining the gut. And not only do they stop making the right kind of neurotransmitters, but they make inflammatory chemicals. These chemicals are called cytokines. Mm-hmm. We found this out because sometimes people being treated for immune disorders or hepatitis get injected with cytokines. It's a medical treatment. And when they get that injection, they feel depressed. They feel exactly like someone with chronic depression.
Wow.
So a new way of thinking about depression is to call it cytokine sickness. And we can actually reverse cytokine sickness by making the person's gut healthier. So a cleanse is a big part of that, because not only is a cleanse removing toxins, a cleanse is restoring healthy balance in the gut. And when you restore healthy balance in the gut, then you have better production of neurotransmitters.
How long do the effects of a cleanse last? So you do it for 14 days, and you do it 80% of the protocol. How long does that last?
Well, it really depends on how toxic the person is.
Right.
You know, but the first point to take home is that it lasts for a long time, right? This is not just a temporary thing. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that can last for weeks or even months. Now, a person who's got a lot of toxins in their body, mm-hmm. who has what we call a high total body burden,
right?
That person may need to do multiple cleanses before they really get the long-term effect that they want. So that person may feel better for a week or two, and then they notice symptoms come back. Well, that's the kind of person that needs to just keep doing this several times to get the desired effect.
Right.
A person who's less toxic may be able to do a two-week cleanse, and they're going to feel great for months afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. One big question we have from people is, you know, won't I just regain all the weight I lost? People are very conditioned to going on some sort of weight loss protocol, losing weight, and then gaining it all back quickly. What's different about a cleanse that's different from a portion control diet where that happens almost
okay,
guaranteed?
Well, I guess I don't want to name names, but if you talk about the standard weight loss programs like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig, et cetera, that are only about portion control and not about getting rid of toxins, they haven't solved the problem.
Right.
The problem is this increased body burden of toxins. If you don't solve the problem, then the body will respond by trying to dilute the toxins. The solution to pollution is dilution.
Uh-huh.
So if your body is polluted, it will try to dilute that pollution by putting on fat and by retaining water. So if you don't do something to lower the total toxic load, you'll end up right back in the same situation that you were before.
The average person on this cleanse, and we've measured this over the years, and whether they fail on the cleanse or they don't need to lose weight, those people all averaged in, you know, people lose about five pounds over, you know, over a 14-week period. And some people lose a lot, some people lose, lose a lot more than that. There are people every now and then who follow the protocol and are doing everything right to a T and aren't losing weight. What should those people do?
Well, that's a really good question. I think sometimes those people need to see a professional.
Right.
You know, because maybe there is a higher load of toxins than they realize. You know, so that's what docs like me do. Functional medicine is, you know, I would actually measure their toxin levels to see if there's something going on that we hadn't anticipated. Mm-hmm. So I would think about a medical problem. I would wonder, you know, is there a thyroid issue, something like that? Because for a generally healthy person, this generally works very well, right? So you think, are there other factors at work? So I would try to pursue that instead of just saying, well, you need to work harder. You know, this is not about working harder.
Now, you said for a generally healthy person, this tends to work well. You know, what about for the hard cases? What about people who are, you know, who are severely overweight or who are well into a disease, well on the road to a bad disease state? What would you say to those people who are considering a cleanse?
Well, sometimes with those people, I have them do a little preparatory work first. You know, I don't do the full-on program. Somebody like that, I might start with, say, giving them supplements that are they're just for liver support.
Okay.
And say, do the liver support supplements for a month. You know, things like broccoli seed extract, you know, or curcumin, Moriva, you know, there's a number of these that we can use for about a month so that we start getting the toxins moving, you know, but in a much more gentle way. So I prepare them.
Prior. And then we hear in the cleanse classes that we have that poop, pee, and sweat are important principles. What if people aren't pooping and sweating as much as they think they should?
It's, people need to be pooping and peeing and sweating.
Right.
We all need to be doing this. And I you know, often joke that people sometimes come and tell me, well, I'm totally healthy, but then I realize that they're not pooping more than once every 3 days. That is just not right. You know, we all need to go at least once a day. And that generally suggests not enough fiber, not enough water, and perhaps not enough magnesium in the diet.
Ah, magnesium. So
magnesium is really key. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's great. This is a you know, what would you say? This has been very helpful. What would you say to anybody considering the cleanse who is on the fence, or you know, who are like, I'm not sure if this is going to help me.
There's only one way to find out,
right?
Which is to try. You know, we can. Our brain will always put up objections and always put up worries. You know, but I can say that enough people have been through this program and gotten through to the other side and described amazing results. Wouldn't you want to find out what that is all about? Wouldn't you want to have that experience yourself?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Roundtree.
You bet. A pleasure.